This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here with Robin Ellis, and we are with you this morning for the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
We're awake.
Barely, but we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, indeed. A nice day yesterday. We drove up from Easton and went to Westminster to our accountant, Hall Company, and met with our guy and got some good news that we're actually going to get a little money back this year, which is pretty cool. And
start coming right.
Anyway, Don Hall is my company for almost, accountant for almost 30 years. He passed away, unfortunately, 2.5 years ago or so. And his wife, Jan, has continued to be a sponsor of the Maryland Hunting Coalition event in Westminster on the platinum level this year. She had 16 folks there, including her taxidermist, Don Travis, and some other folks. And we were pleased to see her there. So Jan is a frequent visitor to South Africa and other parts of the Dark Continent, where she just returned from a successful safari. She has taken all the big game, the big five, the dangerous game, and, you know, pretty interesting, the story about her taking her 14-foot crocodile. Don Travis had done a full body mount on this crocodile. And Jan's house up there near Westminster, she said, "Don't worry, I have a shelf for that croc where I want to put him." So Don and his helper came in and had to turn the croc sideways to get it through the door into the room, and then they lifted it up onto the shelf with 1 inch to spare on each end of the croc, or 2 inches in the front, 2 inches, whatever you want to say. But she just had room on that shelf for that 14-foot crocodile. So, wonderful lady, Jan Hall. Very nice. So, this week was kind of catch up. I mean, we had a wonderful benefit, dinner benefit on Saturday. Just under 300 people there, and some of the folks that call in here were there, and hope they had a good time. Fran and Chuck and Mark and others who call. A number of folks that heard about the event on the show. Decided to come up and see what it was all about. We gave a lot of stuff away, didn't we, Rob?
A lot of stuff.
Sean Mann got record numbers for his four-man goose hunt.
We get to cook breakfast.
We get to cook breakfast whenever that...
And lunch.
Yeah, that's okay.
You did both, right?
Yeah, that's what he told me. I got volunteered for that position. So, well, you know, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I got to cook breakfast and lunch, but the other group that also bought the hunt, same deal. We sold two hunts of a lifetime with Sean Mann. Four-man hunts. Each one gets a call engraved with Maryland Hunting Coalition. Eastern Shoreman, Long Goose Call. They had them there. And each man gets a lesson from Sean, and I get to cook breakfast. So I hope I don't, you know, give anybody ptomaine before we get in the goose pit. That would not be good. But they'll have a good time, no question. We'll all have a good time. So that went well. We sold an original original painting from Jim Taylor, a wood duck that competed in the 2009 Maryland contest. We had innumerable guns and crossbows and bows and all kinds
of... Our Ducks Unlimited gun raffle went off, and some young man won it, and that was wonderful.
Yeah, we had our major raffle that we did all, like almost all year, kind of, where we were selling tickets on a fully engraved, both sides, beautiful Browning BPS pump shotgun, that was a Duck Hunters tribute, Ducks Unlimited, limited edition gun. What, you're hearing something in your headphones? Oh, could be me. Anyway, but it was, you know, it was a great event. Sunday was kind of, Sunday was Easter, so that was with the family, and that was a real nice get together. And then Monday was kind of crash and relax and
burn.
Well, I don't know if we burned.
I burned right out. Ooh, gone.
But it was busy, so we, and we kept right on going. We got the coalition's doing more stuff even as we speak. We're on top of some issues that we can't really tell you about right now, but, you know, is what it is. So, I know that thrills you. I get it. I understand. So,
this is not TV. It's radio. You can't see what I did.
I did. But anyway, so we did a little work on Wednesday. Went around and saw all the folks for the radio show. Talked to them and went to Clyde's. And
stop.
Oh, excuse me. Bay Line X, Glen Burnie, and Catonsville Line X, and Battery Warehouse, and Clyde Sports Shop, and who else did we visit? I think that's it. Anyway, oh, WW Tire and Auto. Went to see those folks. So it's always good to see them. They'll get around there about once a month. So let's go right to the news. Let's see. Let's do this one first. It's a little bit older. March 23rd. A Prince George's County man was charged Sunday, I guess that's like the 23rd, with recreational fishing on a suspended license. Natural Resources police officer on surveillance on the Dorchester County side of the Bill Burton Fishing Pier State Park saw Elser Roque Guerra, 35 years old, of Hyattsville, fishing for striped bass. When Guerra was approached, he told the officer he was unable to buy a fishing license. A check of state records showed that he received a one-year suspension by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources starting on September 15, 2017. So he was already into his suspension when they caught him again. He received citations for fishing without a Bay and Coastal license and fishing while suspended. He's scheduled to appear in Dorchester County District Court June 20th. If he's found guilty on both charges, Elser could be fined as much as $2,000. Then Saturday, two men were charged with illegal fishing for striped bass at the Bill Burton Fishing Pier State Park. An officer for watch Sylvia, that is a man, Suyapa Sorto of Hyattsville, and Carlos Humberto Yuseda Caliz, 46, of District Heights, as they fished shortly before midnight on the Talbot County side of the pier. When they picked up to leave, the officer approached and saw one man place two bags under their vehicle. What do you think it was? If you watch live PD, you'd know what it was, but this is live NRP. Two bags contained 15 striped bass. Sorto and Calix each received a citation for possession of striped bass out of season. The charge requires a court appearance. Hearing has been set for June 21st in Talbot County District Court. The maximum fine is $1,500. And now, we have this lovely story of the Fishing Creek Bridge. We've heard this before, have we not, Chris? Yes, Dorchester County, the officers on late-night surveillance caught two men illegally fishing for striped bass. Carlos Marin, no relation to Cheech that I know of, 36, and Francisco Ortiz, no relation to Big Poppy that I know of, 67, both of Capitol Heights, were charged with fishing out of season after they were caught hiding 9 striped bass. The two men are scheduled to appear in Dorchester County District Court June 20th. If found guilty, each man could be fined as much as $1,500. Carlos Marin, Francisco Ortiz,
without a star. Free, only want to be free.
Silvia Suyapo Soto, Carlos Humberto Uceda Calix.
On the boats and on the plane.
Elsa Roque Guerra.
Never looking back again. They're coming to America.
They're all from Hyattsville. Or Capitol Heights.
Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm.
I think we need to send the National Guard to the Bill Burton Fish and Pier State Park. Or the Fishing Creek Bridge.
Shiny place. Make our bed, we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm.
Neil Diamond would fit right in, wouldn't he? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number if you'd like to join the conversation today. Love to hear from you. New sponsor today coming back for the spring run, Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. They serve not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. I got to keep Robin away from there. No, that's not true. She loves it there, and so do I. I don't go through the fast food or chain store drive-thrus when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. My mouth and belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Did our wedding reception cake, too, didn't they?
Yes, they did. It was really good.
Yep. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut, big chocolate glazed donut with sprinkles on it on the side of the pink building. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You never know. And then we have Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They're on this side of the bridge, Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and now bay fishing tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater with stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. And you know what? They donated a fully rigged 1,200-foot trot line to the Coalition benefit, and everybody commented how nice it was and how well put together it was. So if you're looking for a trot line, see Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Mark your calendars for next Saturday, 9 to 5. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. For more information, you can call them at 410-956-0300. That's 956-0300. Or visit the website. It's very nice. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. And hey, Waterman, bring your license in for a discount. 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex. Lennox and Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Lennox spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Lennox, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, coming up, it's the first Capital Outdoor Sportsman event at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds. Saturday, April 21st and Sunday, April 22nd. It's a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It's got a great interactive kids area, and it's got duck dogs and lumberjack show and canine demonstrations. Prices $10 a day for adults, 13 and up, or you can get a two-day wristband for $15. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. Hours are 10 to 6 Saturday, 10 to 6 Sunday. And if you'd like more information, it's aacountyfair.org. And I'll give you the phone number in a minute. But they have two great sponsors, Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. The RV and Camping World is represented by the two sponsors. And there's a demo area for ATVs and a demo area for archery. And on Saturday, there's an antique tractor pull with a $5 admission. So why not stop by the annual Capital Outdoor Sportsman event Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's gone squeezing. Ooh, I love you.
Little white lightning, huh?
Well, a G-man, T-man, a revenue's too. Searching for a place where they made his boot. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
Alright, bring it on here. Oh, by the way, I did say I'd mention the phone number for the Capital Outdoor Sportsman event at the Anne Arundel County Fair. That phone number, 410-923-3400 or aacountyfair.org, 923-3400. We got a couple callers here. We got Ken in Woodbury. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
How you been?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good.
I just wanted to say, I slept car parts for a living. I was, the day we had the last big snow, I was going across Green Spring Valley Park Heights, and I saw a pheasant on the corner there. A pheasant strutting like he didn't have a care in the world.
That's crazy, man. Well, that's pretty cool, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
very cool.
I also
wanted to say, since Maryland gives all the illegals driver's license, why can't they give them fishing license also?
Good question. Good question. Thank
I love
you,
it.
Ken. I appreciate that. Have a good one, buddy.
All right.
Thank
bye.
You, man. Bye-bye. Chuck in Hempstead. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Good morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So what's going on?
Oh, just calling in to throw my 2 cents in about last weekend.
Well, throw away.
I was a lucky winner of two nice little rifles.
You were, too.
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
wow.
he got the youth rifle.
The youth rifle. Yeah, that was a live auction, right? Yep.
And then he won the...
stretch auction.
The what?
Stretch rifle.
Oh, the stretch.
Yes,
oh, that
he
was
the one with the stretch.
That was a Chiapa.
Yep,
the little M1 22 Chiapa. That was from Clyde Sport Shop. And the youth rifle was a Ruger American, if I recall, 22-250. That was from... Accurate Guns and Ammo down in Mechanicsville, Southern Maryland.
They were, yep.
Yep.
So looking forward to taking up to my friend Bob and running a few rounds through them.
So good, good. We had a couple nice rifles.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Mattis, why don't you tell the listeners to something else that you got?
I will do that. I was very pleasantly surprised when Chuck and Fran came to the stage, and Miss Robin was standing there in the background smiling like a Cheshire cat because she knew what was coming. And Ellis Outdoors received from the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America the Business of the Year award.
Yes, Company of the Year. Yes.
Top of the year. How about that? So Company of the Year. Yes, Company of the Year.
Yep.
And I guess that was because of, you know, some of the things we've done for the...
You supported us very well, and to the people there, even down to buying the G-Line adapter for the visually impaired hunters that goes, gets passed between our hunts.
Yep.
So it was well deserved. It was well deserved.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So very much humbled by that event. I mean, it was just so much going on. It was a kind of a break in the action, and here come Chuck and Fran. And Fran,
say she sang to you.
Well, she took a little time in the microphone and told hunters what they actually needed to do, which was nice to hear. And then she dedicated a song to me about the Poaching Restitution Act, which I thought was very lovely. And the audience gave her a big round of applause, and I think it was well deserved. So, original song about poaching. There's a stranger on my land.
I just want to thank you again for the support that you've given to the DCBA over the years, and it was a well-deserved award.
Well, thank you, sir. Again, greatly appreciated. Humbling to receive an award from you guys. And then the president called the other day, Donald Trump. I mean, John Broad said a few words, and we had a nice little conversation there. So it was good. He was in Indiana. Calling from Indiana, so very nice. Thank you again, Chuck. It was
you're good. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Have a good day.
See you later, Chuck.
See you, Chuck. Bye bye. So we had some lunch with friends yesterday. Nice lunch up in Westminster, a little new restaurant there. New restaurant in an old location, and it's good to see Diane and Don yesterday, and had a little seafood and enjoyed ourselves, enjoyed our conversation.
And then homemade ice cream.
Homemade ice cream, yep. Also in Westminster. And so we were we traveled around a little bit yesterday in Carroll County, and then a nice dinner last night, got home, and I thought I was getting an ingrown toenail. Nope, it didn't take long to recognize the symptoms of some affliction that I haven't had in 20-some years, and that was gout. And it hit about 9 o'clock last night in three toes and went from on my left foot, big toe, and second toe, and that was where it started, thumping and throbbing and stabbing, and then it went to the second toe, and then... this morning it moved into the third toe, and that is where it has remained. Mm-hmm. No sleep, no joy for Alan. But that's okay. We'll get through the day because I only have two other things to do today, don't we, Robin?
On opposite sides of the state.
We go to Frederick for a speaking engagement with the Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers. In Frederick today, a little bit of lunch and then a speaking engagement there. And we get to see some folks that, you know, you folks might have read about. There's a number of outdoor folks going to be there, including like Boyd Pfeiffer, who's going to honor Lefty Cray, who passed away, you know, a few months ago. And then, since I double booked and didn't realize it till Thursday or Friday, what day did I call them? Thursday, I guess. Yeah, then we go back from Frederick to Rock Hall by about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll be emceeing the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit there. And I'm told I was also the auctioneer again this year. So It's going to be a long day. I think what we, honey, I think what we do when we leave here is we'll go back to the hotel and try and grab a nap for a little bit and then go to Frederick. What do you think?
I mean, I think that was my idea.
Yeah, I know it was. You slept well last night.
I know.
I suffered all night long. Stabbing pains in my toes. Just horrible. It has abated a little bit since I've been up and walking around. It has. But, you know, I'm not really keen on taking a lot of Motrin, but you can't take anything like Tylenol with gout because it's urea, uric acid, that, what does it do? It invades your joints.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I don't know what it does to them, but it hurts like hell, I can tell you that. Anyway,
they're little crystals.
Little crystals, that's what it is. They form little crystals in your joints. That's right. And they stab you in the night. And it doesn't matter how much slot machines you play on your phone or how much free cell or any of that stuff you play. It just continues to stab you about anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes. And it's just very distracting to sleep.
Just drink water.
I did drink water all night.
You
got to
keep drinking water.
I drank water all night.
You got to keep drinking. Just night. I mean, you got to drink it
well,
now.
Cut out the coffee.
Just drink water.
Well, coffee's water, but it's also a diuretic.
And it's also got acid in it. And
yes.
It's going to be adding to the problem.
Oh, coffee has acid in it?
Yes, it does.
It's because you don't have a stomach left.
I got a stomach. I don't have any problems with my stomach.
Apparently not, because as soon as you drink it, it goes right down to your toe. It's eating your stomach. It's eating a hole.
He informed me last night that I don't know anything about what it feels like to have a stabbing pain every a minute.
Oh, no, no. Nothing, you know, nothing to do with your shoulder or anything like that.
Oh, not even that. Okay, every minute.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. About 7.5 hours of it with my daughter.
Yeah, that's true.
So I had to explain to him that people do understand pain besides him.
As Bill Cosby once described that, it's like a sheepdog coming through a dog door.
Ow!
Or imagine pulling your lower lip over the top of your head.
That was my favorite one. I know everybody gets mad about it, but his comedy.
Who?
Bill Cosby. I can't help it. That to Russell, my brother, whom I slept with, is the funniest comedy album to this day that I love.
I listened to Why Is There Air when I was a kid.
I don't know that one.
Noah. I want you to build it 75 cubits by 150 cubits by 50 cubits. Right.
Huh?
What's a cubit? Miss Fran in Baltimore, how you doing,
morning,
dear?
Morning, Fran.
Good morning, you two.
We're doing a little Cosby here this morning.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you.
Yes, dear.
I had called to talk about Saturday.
Okay.
But then you mentioned gout.
Yeah, I did.
I'm a gout expert.
You are.
I'm going to tell you what to do to heal you, son. Okay? Here's what you do. Now, what you've done is you've eaten something that agitated.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
probably shrimp.
That's why.
Probably shrimp.
Shrimp will do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little
red wine. It's called black cherry concentrate.
He loves that stuff.
I like that. I drink black cherry concentrate.
Not recently.
That's what you need to do to get the pain out the toes because it's not going to stop.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. You know, you put it in some water, a couple tablespoons.
Right.
You drink it once or twice a day. That pain will leave you. It's a terrible pain. I've never had experienced anything like it in my life.
Not even childbirth, right? Childbirth isn't as bad as gout pain, right, Fran?
Well, I cheated during childbirth.
All right.
Back in the day, you could be put to sleep. I said, wake me when it's over.
You're my mother.
That was not a good thing to do. We found out later. But anyway, you take that and you start drinking it. And I'm telling you, the pain will go away. So it's the only thing, you know, to me, that will take it away. When I first got it, I didn't know what was going on with me, but I'll tell you. Lady told me, she says, you're taking 48 hours. It gets so bad you can't even put the sheet on your foot.
That's right.
That's how horrible it gets. but drink that juice. Look, I don't even, I built up my system, whatever it does. I keep it in the house all the time.
Yeah.
I don't drink it all the time anymore. I don't have to.
Right.
But there's certain things that will set it off. You get that, you'll be good to go.
Remember black cherry concentrate. Remember
black
that,
cherry concentrate.
You got it.
Okay.
We will take care of that. Now, what else do you want to talk about?
Oh, I'm going to do it real quick. Because it's like Saturday. I didn't know I was going up on stage with Chuck.
Oh, now you do. I mean,
well, yeah, but I mean, I didn't know it at the time. And he says we're all going up, and Diane was up there too.
Oh, that's right.
Only
she was.
Well, Diane was.
Yes,
up
she
there.
Was. Yes, she
and
was.
So Diane said, "I'm not saying nothing." And Chuck, he had a little speech he had wrote.
Yeah, there. It was very nice.
I
got
to go up. I didn't know I was going to go up. He says, "Yeah." I said, "I want to sing." He said, "Oh, keep it short, friend." So. So, you know, you put me on stage and give me a mic, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
So,
it was lovely, by the way.
I tell you, I had the best time. I won a door prize, that bracelet. Oh, that Michael Kors bracelet.
Wasn't that pretty?
Oh, man, it fits perfect.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
And then I inherited that sweatshirt from the sisterhood. I said, now, they're not ready for me. I got to get in shape. I got to get.
Did you fill it out? Did you fill a format? I mean, that's a membership. That's,
I know.
All right.
It just had a phone number on the back to call.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Anyway, so, yeah, I'm going to talk to them. But listen, here's the thing. I was so happy. Every year I think it can't get any better. This year I left so happy, you know, because I wanted to see if people liked maybe my song, you know. I've written about 12 more since then, but
right.
But anyhow, and they seemed to, which made me very happy. But I was so happy when I left there this year. I thought I could never be happier than before. But do you know what I did when I'm happy from coming up there in country? I came home, and the next day I dug out my Smokey and the Bandit movies. Every time I come back, and I have to see them and laugh, and it just, you know. So I said, get out my Smokey and the Bandit movies. I got all of them, you know.
Right.
And when I get real happy with country people, I have to pull them out. So that's all. It was just beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful.
It was a good time. No question about it.
Yeah.
No question about it. Everybody seemed happy. The timing of all the events, and that was Laura Rigsby's doing of putting the schedule together and reminding me every time we needed to do something. And
right.
You know, the volunteers did great.
Yeah.
All the directors did great, and Sean Mann and Tom Slavin, you know, did a wonderful job as far as doing the card raffles and that type of thing. And we just had a really rocking time. I thought it was a good, I thought it was probably our best benefit.
Oh yeah.
You know, probably the best one.
So far.
It was.
I think it was so far.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks you two. Thank you very much for putting me on.
Thank you for being there. We appreciate it.
No, I try my best not to miss it.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad you're there.
Yeah. Well, thank you again.
You got it. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Fran.
All right. One of my directors has been texting me this morning. Let's see. What does this say? When I first started listening to the show, there was an older gentleman that would call in and talk about his travels that were all over the world. He kept his privacy, said his memoirs would be published posthumous. Could you remind me about that gentleman and any info on his memoirs? Yes, that was a chiropractor from downtown. What was his name? Charles. And you remember Charles? Did you ever call him when you were doing any of the show? Charles liked me. He won something we gave away. It was a camo jacket or something. But Charles had indeed traveled the world studying wildlife, studying the skeletal structure of animals all across the world. You know, different monkeys and lemurs and things like that, making sketches of their skeletal structure and so forth. And in his travels, he actually met Haile Selassie in, help me out, Haile, where? No, Haile Selassie was in, Ethiopia. And he met Albert Schweitzer back in the day. He met Nehru, in India. And I'm not sure what propelled him into those missions. He was a simple chiropractor here in Baltimore and attended his funeral. I did not get to meet him in time. But Charles' memoirs will not be published until 100 years after his death.
Really?
Really, yeah. I think there was some stuff in there that he did as far as, you know, on a worldwide basis, as far as, I don't know exactly what, but I have some intimation, what's the word? The word I'm thinking of is, you know, I have a kind of an idea that he...
Intuition?
Maybe, intuition. Yeah, that's a good word. I like that word. That he probably was involved in levels of government and things that happened that, you know, were probably, I don't know if they were earth-shattering, but I suspect they were important. I believe he even met Gandhi, if I remember. So, guy's been around. He was around for a long time. Good man. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up, Josh. Appreciate that.
Well, see, that's no fun. I mean, I'd love to be able to read that stuff. We'll never get to read it.
No, we'll never get to read it. Nope. So... All right. Hello, I just got an email from Camo Preacher. We're going to be giving away some tickets to the Sportsman's Gathering and Expo at the E-Man of Eastern Assembly of God over in Dundalk on weekend of Friday, May 11th, Mother's Day weekend. So we'll have a couple of tickets for that. That's a great time. Good dinner, good fellowship right there. And I have the ad right here. I'm trying to think who's going to be there. There it is. Steve Chapman. Yeah. Google Steve Chapman, deer hunter, and you'll see who's going to be right there in Dundalk on Mother's Day weekend. So it's all good. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922, if you want to talk about anything we've talked about or throw something in on your own, we'd love to hear from you. Yeah. John B's talking about what the causes of gout are and how to treat it. So, anyway, hadn't known anyone that had it. A lot of people have it, but, you know, the treatments are so good now, I think that it's kind of, you know, overindulgence. It's just... But I'm going to continue to drink some coffee since it has acid in it. Maybe this is the good acid that'll kill the bad acid.
We're going to find out.
I guess we'll know soon enough. Actually, it hasn't bothered me much this hour. I think getting up and moving around probably had something to do with that. So, whatever. Okay. Why don't we take our second break? Harford Security in Reisterstown. When we talk with Harford Security, you know, about security, what we're really talking about is peace of mind and how Harford Security can help provide that in our homes and our businesses. That's protecting our homes and our valuables from the bad guys that want our good stuff, our guns, our electronics, our jewelry, our valuables, and that type of thing. And when you're not home, you know, that's especially when it needs protection. So Harford Security provides full-feature wired and wireless alarm systems, okay? Video surveillance systems you can view on your phone, door access controls, and, of course, much more there is to the security business. Harford Security serves both residential homes and commercial businesses, and here's the real deal. No contract monitoring. Harford Security will monitor your system. It's an option. You don't have to take it. It's low cost. And then most importantly, you don't have to sign up for a year or 2 years or 5 years. Okay, you pay for the equipment. If you want to get the monitoring, you know, it's very reasonable. So I think it's worth it. But for your peace of mind, just call 410-515-0761 or visit harfordsecurity.com. That's 410-515-0761. Write that number down, because if you call and decide to work with Harford Security to, you know, take care of your home, You get a 15% discount if you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I mean, we're important folks. We can save you money right there at Hartford Security. 15%. 410-515-0761.
WCBM Baltimore.
It is going to be cold during this weekend and also to the early portion of next week as well. Some light rain can't be ruled after it'll be out early. Otherwise, cloudy and breezy with the high today. Only around 47. That's about 15 degrees below average. Then there will be some breaks in the clouds overnight and the low will drop down to 31. A dry and breezy into the weekend on Sunday with some sunshine into the afternoon at a high only around 50 degrees. Then it'll be colder on Monday with some clouds at a high temperature only hitting the mid-40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux spray-on bedliners. Linux spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linux Premium or the Linux Extra. Both look great. Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linux bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linux.
Hey, a couple little specialty things here. The Bay Linux in Glen Burnie, if you need a truck hitch of any kind for any size truck, they can handle that. And they're gearing up in Catonsville Linux in Security Boulevard, right off Security Boulevard, for undercoating. They just put a new lift in, so check that out. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, guess what? Rockfish season right around the corner, and they've got all the trolling baits and all the trolling rods and all the trolling reels that you could need, want, or imagine. They got all the line to re-spool your line, you know, in your old trolling reel that's got all nicked up from being out there in the bay for a couple seasons. So why not stop by and get all that done? Clyde's has fishing tackle for anything, for perch, for crappies, for bass, for trout, you name it, they've got it. They've got the frozen bait, the live bait. I mean, they've got the night crawlers, they got the bloodworms, they got the grass shrimp, they got the, you name it. And so, they also have a full supply of crabbing supplies. With crab season just starting, they're building up their stock of crabbing supplies as well. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Don't forget their full-line Browning dealer if you're looking for a new firearm as well. Thank them for donating a couple of M122s from Choppa to our benefit. So, fishing license, rod and reel repairs, live bait, lures, hooks, lead weights, fishing tackle, all the terminal stuff at Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget that 24/7 fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 247-3474. The regular number, 410-242-6108, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Been around for over 60 years, and that's Clyde's Sports Shop.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years.
Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him in the church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up hard and knew his coveralls. And Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting, hallelujah.
All right, let's see if Crabber Ron from out there in Sykesville can shout hallelujah. What do you think there, Ron?
I'm glad I wasn't in that church.
All right. So
good
what's
morning,
up, buddy?
Robin.
Good morning.
Alan, I was listening to the news the other day,
yep.
And the DNR was giving a prediction on the crabbing for this summer.
Uh-huh.
The prediction was they can't predict it. They said we had
at least they admit it now.
Easters, the bay froze over, and they just don't know. And the water temperature is still too cold. It's in the 40s. It's going to take it to the 50s before they start moving.
Oh, yeah,
around.
Yeah. Did they do a midwinter survey? I didn't even see the results of that.
I guess they did, you know.
I haven't seen any results of it. I've been looking for it. So.
Well,
yeah, you know.
I've seen it twice, but they don't know what's happening.
Well, I've been told.
Yeah,
I've been told if DNR says there's no crabs, you better get your markets ready. And if they said they're abundant, you know, you better just not stock up on bait.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it goes. But, you know, it's a way to measure, but nobody has a solution. The watermen don't know. The DNR doesn't know. And poor Brenda Davis got fired over nothing, you know, because of her conservative management of the blue crab here in Maryland to try and, you know, save what we got. But, you know, she once told me that it's like trying to manage a bunch of insects crawling around on the floor of the bay, which
yep.
is basically right. So, anyway.
Like the old Eastern shoreman said, when they're there, and when they're not, they're not.
When they're there, when they're not, they're not.
That's I like it. That.
That's good.
I like that.
I like that. All right, brother.
All right.
Thanks, Ron.
Have a great day.
Thanks for checking in, buddy. See
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Mark in Towson. Thanks for calling in. How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
Good morning. How are you
doing? I'm doing
good morning,
well.
Mark.
How you doing?
Good. Good. Saturday was very nice.
I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Sorry I didn't have a chance to come over and say hi, but it was...
Right, nobody had a chance. I left at 2 o'clock. I had to go back to work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we lost a member of the family this year, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
So much time that I had to make it up, but next year will be better.
That's
sounds
good.
Like I missed a really good time, though.
Oh, it was rocking from start to finish. So
I liked how they did it this year. I really liked them giving away something every 5 to 10 minutes. It kept everybody interested and excited. And
yeah, I mean, we didn't hold all the bucket raffles till the end. I mean, you know, when you get your tickets, you just go and everybody seems to get up the first hour and put all their tickets in the buckets and all that stuff. And they kind of picked where they wanted to be, you know, so we wrapped up the silent auction a little early with some warning, and then, you know, I mean, we just...
Well, what's great, it was a huge production.
It was very well done by everybody that was involved. So,
yeah.
a lot of credit to Laura for keeping us, you know, straight on the schedule, and Josh for helping out, and Dave and Jenny and geez, who else? Robin, of course, checked everybody in out front, and Bill and Lisa Miles and their whole crew and family. And Sean Mann, as I mentioned, Tom Slavin. I mean, you know, the credits go on and on and on and on and on. It was just a lot of help and a lot of good times. And the goal was to, you know, to try and fund the coalition for a few more months. And that's what we're doing. So.
Yeah. Do you have a date for next year?
Actually, no.
We were talking about it.
But they haven't called, so we have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, normally we do that. Our buddy Robert wasn't there that day, and we just kind of checked out, and we'll follow up this week. You know, I expect a call from him anytime. So
yeah,
it'll probably be around.
Great seeing everybody, and terrific.
Yeah.
Talking Fran again. Just wonderful time. If anybody hasn't been there, you don't know what you're missing. It really is a wonderful time.
How's the food?
Great.
Yeah. Everybody, I had a lot of comments on the food, so.
I have a particular weakness for macaroni and cheese. I do, of all things. It was all good.
Well,
I especially loved the macaroni and cheese.
They serve some good stuff.
Well, I can tell you, you're with me, because my grandmother made this spectacular macaroni and cheese, and to this day, I still make her recipe, and
yep.
It's one of my favorite things in the world. So.
In the same pot.
In the same earthenware pot that she made it in for
yep.
50
nice.
Years.
Nice yep. to have a tradition.
I mean, we do wash it in between, just saying.
So. Some days.
One day I'm going to tell you about washing a coffee pot, but you don't want to hear it now.
Oh, okay. Someday we'll talk about that. You
yeah.
wash a coffee pot?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right. See you later. Thanks.
Have a good one.
All right, buddy.
See
thanks.
You, Mark.
Bye-bye. How about that? Hey, don't forget about the annual Capital, the first annual, hopefully, Capital Outdoor Sportsman event, Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd, sponsored by Leo's Vacation Center and Maryland Association of Campgrounds. The Dock Dogs will be there, the Lumberjack Show will be there, the canine demonstrations, the ATV demos, the RV and Camping World with the two sponsors, the archery, the antique tractor pool on Saturday with a $5 admission, and the interactive children's area, all at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville. It's a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. $10 for adults or a two-day wristband for $15. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. Hours are 10 to 6. If you want more information, aacountyfair.org or 410-923-3400. Get out, stay out, stay safe.